the top five at five.
The person's name is Kendall Howard.
A New Jersey neighborhood on lockdown as police search for a gunman who shot two police officers. An appeals court rules absentee ballots can be reviewed before Election Day. The suspect in the Hammer attack, which nearly killed Paul Pelosi, had a hit list of other people he planned on targeting. U.S. military personnel are on the ground in Kyiv, Ukraine. Early election results indicate former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on track for a return to power. A neighborhood in Newark, New Jersey remains on lockdown this morning. Police are searching for a gunman who shot two police officers. The officers were shot as they searched for 30-year-old East Orange resident Kendall Howard, wanted in connection with an October 28th shooting. A woman had called 911 after she spotted Howard in her building right near Van Velsor Place and Chancellor Avenue about 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon. This is Newark Public Safety Director Fritz Fraggy.
The person's name is Kendall Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, date of birth 6-11 of 92, of East Orange, New Jersey. We are on lookout for him. U.S. Marshals will be searching for him with various locations.
One officer was shot in the leg. The other officer was grazed in the neck, and then the bullet lodged in his shoulder. They're in stable condition at University Hospital. SWAT teams and police officers searched for Howard building by building, but he escaped and remains at large. Also, in another incident in Newark, a six-year-old child and two adults were also shot in Newark Tuesday night. Authorities say the victims were shot on South Orange Avenue. Near South 9th Street, the child suffered a collapsed lung and is expected to recover. The condition of the adults unknown at this time. Well, a New York appeals court yesterday upheld a New York state law allowing absentee ballots to be reviewed before Election Day. The court reasoned it would be extremely disruptive to change the rules with absentee voting already underway. The decision from the appellate division of the state Supreme Court reverses a lower court ruling that declared New York's early review of absentee ballots unconstitutional. The appeals court said Republican and Conservative Party officials who challenged the law simply waited too long. Assemblyman Robert Smullen, a Republican and plaintiff in the case, spoke to New York One last week.
I'm confident the ruling will be upheld in the higher courts. We're asking for common sense solutions. We're not asking for any detailed, nuanced interpretation of the law. So we think that our position is reasonable and sound, and it will be upheld in a higher court.
The court also upheld a pandemic-era law that allows voters worried about becoming ill to vote by absentee. Election Day, November 8th. Well, the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home, beating her husband and seeking to kidnap him, told police he was on a suicide mission. David DePape also had plans to target other California and federal politicians, according to Tuesday's court filing. DePape was ordered held without bail during his arraignment yesterday in San Francisco Superior Court. DePape's public defender entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Former President Donald Trump spoke about the incident on the Chris Steigel radio show.
I think in time we're going to learn more if, in fact, there's a curious.
I think this is the beginning. But it's a sad situation. Very sad, actually.
DePape allegedly told first responders he had other targets, including a local professor, as well as several prominent state and federal politicians and members of their families. The filing did not name any potential targets directly. American military personnel are on the ground in war-torn Ukraine. Their mission is to help keep track of the billions of dollars worth of weapons and equipment the U.S. has sent since the start of the Russian invasion. That, according to a senior U.S. defense official and a senior U.S. military official. Here's Pentagon Press Secretary, Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
In terms of personnel that are conducting these inspections, my understanding is they would be well far away from any type of frontline actions. We are relying on the Ukrainians to do that. We're relying on other partners to do that. Essentially, that would not be the case for U.S. personnel.
The U.S. had conducted similar checks on aid prior to the war, but they stopped after Russia invaded Ukraine back on February 24th. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel is holding a narrow lead early today in Israeli elections, according to exit polls. It potentially paves the way for a return to power. The final results could change as votes are tallied. Here's Netanyahu speaking about his opponent, Yair Lapid, to France 24 News at the ballot box.
We don't want a government with the Muslim Brotherhood who support terrorists and deny the existence of Israel and are pretty hostile to the United States, too.
Today's election was Israel's fifth in less than 4 years. Netanyahu, on trial for a slew of corruption charges, is seen by supporters as the victim of a witch hunt and by opponents as a crook and a threat to democracy.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.